This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Do you see the guy who pierced his scrotum?
Oh, I didn't see a piercing.
I heard about
the pole vaulter who pierced his scrotum and required 18 stitches in his sack.
Yeah,
this is kids. Look at this. Oh,
boom! It goes right.
That's a real pole vaulting
danger.
Danger.
It is.
It happens
to get the pole in the nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pole vaulting is a wild thing.
That pole's got to be so strong.
Yeah, because you, like, fling yourself up with it.
I know.
Of course, one little...
Can I tell you what's a really dumb thing to get into?
Oh, my God.
That.
Yeah. Pole vaulting. Yeah. Why in the world?
I don't know.
Like, is it just you couldn't do anything else?
Just wait till the apocalypse and you need to storm your enemy's castle.
We need a pole vaulting.
That's the only way.
A pole vaulting brigade.
Well, like, I always think, where did things come from? Like, who was the person that was like, one test of strength we can do is a pole?
It's ancient Greeks, right?
Was it? And was that the deal? They were jumping over fences?
I don't know the history.
I don't know.
Either. I'm just shooting from the hip here. Let's go. By the way, we're going to get to a story from that guy in a second, but let's look up the history of pole vaulting first and see.
History of pole dancing.
The history of pole dancing comes up first.
Pole dancing.
In Cumbria in 1843, but modern competition began around 1850 in Germany.
The Germans.
Modern pole vaulting technique that was developed in the United States in the latter 1800s.
You take a stick and you fling yourself across
it. It is a weird thing, but this guy, who is a student,
got himself
at Brigham Young University, 21-year-old guy, he talked to KUTV about his horrible, horrible ball accident.
All right, thanks, Jill. Millions of people around the world are seeing a BYU student athlete's most private of injuries.
He can laugh about it now, but he says if this injury happened just an inch in a different direction, it could have impacted the rest of his life.
And a 2 News exclusive, Jim Spiewak, spoke to him tonight about the incident. Jim?
Yeah, so Zach Porter, he is a freshman here at BYU. He's on the pole vaulting team, and he was practicing near the end of last year here on campus when the unthinkable happened.
Zach McHorter is one of the best collegiate pole vaulters in the country.
Just the adrenaline rush. It's so fun.
The 21-year-old BYU student athlete can easily clear 18 feet.
Time slows down, I guess. You just, for like a split second, you're free falling.
But being this good takes practice. And during this practice last September, Zach tried a new hand grip.
I had a great jump. It felt so good.
Not the new grip.
It was the best jump of the day.
But in sports, things can change in a split second. And on this jump,
I knew, literally, right as I went over the bar, I could just see with my fingers.
He was looking right at it.
And I got good pop on the jump. Jesus. And so the pole recoiled and just got me in the sweet spot, I guess.
And the rip didn't stop with Zach shorts he was wearing that day.
I started screaming to my dad things I probably shouldn't repeat, basically about my scrotum. <Dad! laughs>
Was he screaming my balls?
What was he screaming?
It's so crazy to be a sports dad and to like think I'm there watching my son pole vault. And then he's just calling for me.
He's calling for me.
I'm here, son, goddammit. What is it, boy?
My nose's done.
I tore my son. I tore it.
What am I going to do?
You're so right. His voice would have been up there.
Help!
Jesus.
Oh, back to the story.
We got
to
wrap it.
There was a hole in it.
Ironically enough, Zach's dad is his coach. He's also a urologist and immediately took him to his office and gave him 18 stitches.
Yeah. Never been closer with my father until that day.
Yeah, I guess so. When he stitches up.
When your dad has your ball sack in his hand.
Just sit down, boy. I'm going to sew up your nuts. I'm not good at this. I'm not paying any fancy hospital.
Your dad's the one that sews up your nuts.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
Holy
That's
hell.
That's a horrifying moment, I would think, for that guy.
Push your dog aside, boy. Let me get to it.
Well, because you're probably like, Dad, I don't want you to be the one.
Right.
But he's like, no, I'm going to be the one.
Yeah,
I got this.
I'm a urologist. Your father's a urologist.
That's an incredible coincidence. I rip my nutsack open. My dad happens to be a urologist who's also my coach, who can then rush me and take care of me.
Because it's the only way you do this kind of thing. If your dad's the coach and a urologist.
That's the only way.
Yeah, because Chuck's dad was the coach, and then he wouldn't let him sew up his nutsack.
No.
My dad would have been like, rub some dirt on it, boy.
Oh, you're fine.
So a big whoop.
Yeah. How much blood? Hold it, I mean, not to be graphic, but we've all cut our nuts shaving. I can't imagine.
A lot.
I can't imagine the amount of blood that poured out of that guy's.
I have to imagine it was like a.
It was a bad scene.
You were draining out.
Yep.
Social media, and it's been viewed 25 million times since.
I think it's funny just that people are all around the world are seeing it and they get a laughter out of it.
And that's what you might call being a good sport.
You can see it flicks.
Yeah.
It flicks.
And Zach really has been a good sport about all this. Again, he can kind of laugh about things. Now he is back to full strength. He's back on the team. He's back pole vaulting. And we asked him about any long-term impacts or effects out of this. He says he's not really sure about any potential fertility issues going forward. He says he'll find that out if and when it's time to start having kids. Guys,
that's not embarrassing at all to tell the news.
No, right? I don't know if my boys are working, but we'll soon see.
Is this like a market that hasn't been... capitalized on yet, like
what's
some
that?
Protective? Like I know, like in baseball,
it's
you
crazy.
Have a full cup. I'm sure that maybe they need some more, a little bit more.
Do they have to be super conscious of what they're wearing, though, in terms of, you know?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know, but isn't there? Can't they make like a Kevlar? Something.
They don't want to weigh him down.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, you know, like he was wearing a thong. That underwear that they showed.
No,
like
you know what that is? It's just I have a pair of running shorts like that. They come with built-in underwear pretty much.
I just don't understand why you wouldn't have at least one little bit of added, even if it was just to stop it from tearing. So
I agree with you.
It still hurt, but it was like some kind of fabric that was going to protect it from ripping.
Should get like a cod piece.
Yeah.
Like a big medieval cod piece.
That should be part of it anyway.
You're going to pole vault.
If it's really about jumping over castle walls, you should have a cod piece.
Get you a cod piece and a merkin.
This quote was, I started screaming to my dad things I probably shouldn't repeat, but basically about my scrotum, that there was a hole in it.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Scrotum.
It's a weird moment with your dad when he was put your donger back together.
And now you made the news because of it. You're on the news.
He's all over the news.
You know who isn't on the news? The dad isn't.
No.
No.
I'm not talking about it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. That was highly disturbing for him. And he's a urologist.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. What a day for all of them. Just real bad.
A kid singing like a canary to the news, though, talking about his fertility issues and stuff. You'd never see me. My interview would be... I'd have a hood on and like it'd be monster voice.
They'd be just showing your crotch.
Right. I don't have fertility issues with my dad. Put my dick back together.
It'd be different though. They'd be like, how do you think it'll affect your fertility?
Strong. My fertility is amazing. I have no problems down there. I'm the best. I'll get fertility. You pregnant right now.
Exactly. I know.
This thing fires like a cannon.
Of course, his dad's first name is Dick.
Come on. It gets worse.
You hate to see it.
You hate to see it.
There he is.
Dr. Dick McWhorter.
Dr. Dick McWhorter.
Dr. Dick McWhorter.
That's a hard name.
There he is.
Dick McWhorter.
There's the...
Oh, boy.
That's the guy who sewed his son's dong back together.
Put my son's penis back together earlier today. I'm Dick McWhorter.
Man, oh man. That isn't him just super tanned, the number four, is it?
No, that's an Indian fellow.
Okay.
And who's it says look at that lady with that hair.
What's she doing?
Maggie, she's Maggie McWhorter.
She's gone.
Wow.
No, it's not the mom.
I've never seen hair like that before.
The doctor's mom.
Oh, yeah. The grandma, maybe. Yeah.
That lady's hair looks like all my grandma had like old pictures of our old friends from like the 50s. That's what that hair is.
Yep.
That's a grandma friend hair.
Yep. It is.
The McWhorters.
The McWhorters are a crazy bunch.
You know, off the top of that story, Chuck, when he said it was life altering or could have been worse if it was an inch, you said beehole. I can't imagine. I'm going to take rip my nutsack open before you pierce my beehole, right?
Well, like, I think or just
you're going to be wearing a bag,
or you just slide down the pole a little bit.
You mean penetration?
Exactly what I mean.
Penetration,
like a piece of meat you're about to cook at the melting pot.
Oh man, because once it goes in, I think you're dead.
Yeah, I think you could really
like that thing flicked off his nuts. But if it was in, I think it would just keep like it would have impaled him.
Impaled him, yeah.
Man, oh man, that's not something I want to think about.
You probably would be pooping in a bag the rest of your life.
Oh no
but
doubt.
I think you'd survive.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I don't want to poop in a bag the rest of my life.
A terrible pole vaulting injury. That's why I'm like this. You know, and okay, I know that this is silly, but I've just come up with another safety measure. Why do they not have a string at like 2 feet below where they're trying to jump that would stop the pole vault from going back?
That's weird.
I mean, I hate to make a toe.
Snag it with their foot or something, or.
I mean, so then it's like 6 feet down. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever the.
Chuck the Freak all of a sudden all about pole vault safety.
No one has spent any time thinking about it.
There's only 7 pole vaulters in the whole United States.
Yeah, I know.
So.
Yeah.
Actually, we'd probably be we'd be floored by the number of pole vaulters, I bet.
It's huge, right?
Like, but I think it's just. You're this. Somehow an amazing athlete, mm-hmm. somehow.
Yeah.
But you can't catch a football. You're afraid of a baseball.
Mm-hmm.
You can't skate. You can't shoot a basketball.
You gotta be pretty athletic to do that, though.
This is what I'm saying. You're this skills. Amazing athlete,
right.
With no hand-eye coordination or something, right? Like, you've made the choice to go into something else. You can't wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's crazy.
You're fast.
You're fast. You can jump.
You can jump.
58% of pole vaulters experience major head injuries.
Jesus.
That's a high percentage.
58%?
58%.
You know why? Because they don't make it. You think about if that pole would have snapped before he was up and over the pad.
Yeah.
You fall right down onto the real ground.
58% is crazy. These pole vaulters are dropping like flies.
Wow. Only the strong survive.
We lost 9 more pole vaulters today. These kids are dying left and right. Smacking their heads.
Oh, goodness. That poor guy, though.
Yeah.
Quite a day for him.
Big problem. Maybe not. Don't do that.
Maybe don't do that.
Give it up.
So there must be just video after video of terrible pole accidents.
Yeah, I don't want to go down that hole.
Yeah, it seems like an injury kind of laden sport.
Anything where you're trying to jump up 20 feet in the air,
it makes no sense. You're trying to fling yourself across a bar.
No,
like people aren't supposed to do that.
No,
no. When Aiden does high jump as part of one of the track things he does, and even that, I'm like, why are you jumping so high over a stick?
Is that the one where you jump, like you take off and jump,
and then you jump backwards over it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The hilarious thing about high jump is that it used to just be you'd run straight at something and then just try and like
dive over it
until someone, I think from the States, figured out that if you jump up backwards and fly over it with your back first, that you can actually do it higher. But the beginning videos of like old school high jump is hilarious to me.
Over.
They were just like, there didn't look like any skill to it.
Just run and jump.
You just ran and jumped. You know, you tried your best.
I haven't seen original old school.
It's one of those things I've fallen down.
One hole you fell into.
Yep. High jump.
Someone said both of my kids tried pole vaulting in middle school. Both of them were seriously injured from the poles as well. Luckily, not as serious as that guy, but they aren't pole vaulting anymore.
Oh my God. It's just a bloodbath.
Pole vaulting
is just a bloodbath. These kids
are,
they're like all impaled on these sticks and things.
Man.
It's no good.
Yeah, here's a teacher in the Boston area, big pole vault program. Lots of injuries, lots of falls onto the hard ground.
See?
Jesus.
I mean, just think of right now trying your first pole vault.
like us, all of a sudden? Like if I was just take off? Like, good luck, guys.
At some point, every one of those guys, it was their first one.
How do you even do it?
I don't even know.
You run, there's a little hole or something on the ground that the pole goes into.
Yeah, and then
like,
you
and it, it, when it goes in there.
The first one is probably hilarious.
Well,
oh my God.
Yeah, none of us should just start taking up pole vaulting now. Okay.
Oh my God, there's no way.
That'd be a funny thing to do, my first pole vault.
Yeah, you're right. In your 30s, right. You just all of a sudden start pole vaulting.
I'm like, everything's broken and my sack's torn in half. And
yeah. You'd have a hell of a YouTube series.
It would. I'd get a lot of likes.
You know, it would be something we all
wanted
watch.
To get in shape.
Went with pole vaulting.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Don't do pole vaulting late in life. All of a sudden, just don't take it up. Horrible idea.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
My dad was ahead of the curve, you guys.
Yeah.
What's up?
Uber just announced they're going to launch a number for people to call to get picked up. So when my folks were in Florida last month and my dad texted me that he was going to get an Uber, and I texted back, how are you going to do that? Do you have the app? And he said, no, I'm going to call them.
Right.
And I was like, Dad, you can't call Uber on a phone. Well, soon you'll be able to. I guess there's enough old people now that want to get a ride around that it's a pilot program that aims to attract older adults who may not feel comfortable relying on an app to request a ride. They call a 1-800 number. Uber will set up a chat between the user and a live agent. They decided against robot agents because they thought that would confuse the old folks even more.
That'll enrage them.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm talking to Robin.
I don't want to talk to some foreign Robin.
It's a foreign Robin.
Hello, thanks for calling Uber.
You're a Robin.
Foreign robots.
So it does require a cell phone, though. Luckily, most seniors do have cell phones.
Yeah, they do.
You cannot use a landline for some reason.
Ah.
Uber must notify the senior of the driver's name, license plate, estimated time of arrival. Because they'll text all that to you.
Oh, boy.
And then they'll text updates you might find valuable, like, he's 3 minutes away, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So they've come up with this 1-833-USE-UBER. Right now, they're just starting it in Arizona. And then, if everything goes smoothly, they'll consider expanding it to other states. Same as what you get on the app. You can choose UberX, Uber Comfort, Uber Black SUV, all the options you have on the app, you'll get... You'd just be able to do it on the phone now with the help of a customer service agent.
Uber Black? Oh, I don't know about that. Yeah, they're old. They don't know what it means.
You're right. What
they don't
mean?
Know what it means.
Mm.
What? That sounds scary.
I'll take Uber Hispanic.
Are you going to send a robot? Am I going to get in a drone?
Eventually.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to hear some of the calls.
That's great.
I'd love to listen in.
Yeah.
There's like some, there's going to be old people that are just waiting all through the night, freezing to death.
I mean, I know.
Uber, Jesus.
I know Uber is, you know, people are using it all the time. I just had to use it. And I got to be honest, I don't like it.
You don't want, okay, what? This is what I don't get. Because not that I'm saying it's amazing. I love it. I love the convenience of it. I love you can see it on an app. And everything that people are afraid of in Ubers and Lyfts have been happening in taxis for a long time, too.
No, you know what? Like, so here's the difference. So I took a taxi from the airport to the hotel. I said about three words.
I got a bad Uber driver talking.
No, he was fine.
He talked too much.
But I felt like... I personally also felt like I had to talk to him.
Why?
your
like
store?
Like, we had
is
to
it about
engage
your
in,
no, you
like,
don't have to
it's
talk.
Just a different, it's like really? A different feel. Like, it felt like it was just, some guy, you know, he's like, hey, yeah, I was just on my way to go work out, but then I saw you need a ride, so I decided to wait and I'll call. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's cool. And he's like, yeah, you know, it just was a conversation that kept going. Mm. It wasn't like it was like a painful thing, but it's just different.
I've never had
and
that.
I guess I just don't like it.
But it's not you're worried about your score, because that's why some people feel really, they have that.
Well, I mean, I guess it is kind of score-based, because you're like, oh, I guess I have to, I mean, no one will pick
chat
me up if unless I chat it up with this guy. I don't want to be like the rude guy and get like a one.
I think all they care about is their tips.
Yeah, they don't care. Yeah. They
I'm
probably
sure.
prefer not to talk.
As long as you don't fart in their car or puke in their car.
Oh,
or smoke
man.
In their
it
car.
Just, it just, to me, the pressure of
there's no
having
pressure.
To deal with people.
That's self-induced pressure.
Yeah,
you just gotta
yeah,
hate
exactly.
it. I don't talk.
Nope,
you know, if you
talk.
Ask me a question or something, of course I'll answer, but
yeah.
I don't initiate conversation. I'm just a chill in the mm-hmm. backseat kind of guy.
Yep.
I think that a lot most drivers appreciate that probably anyway
yeah.
now.
Oh my God.
I would. Could yeah. you imagine it's the same thing for them probably? Like,
yeah, like,
oh,
oh
this
God,
guy.
This guy keeps talking.
He's yakking. He's yakking the whole yeah. way to the airport. Oh, I want to just drive this thing off the bridge.
I felt like he had to talk to the guy.
Speaking of those drivers, this email came into us, email@daveandchuckthefreak.com, and she says, I had LASIK surgery the other day, and that was the least scary thing that happened to me that day. I had a friend lined up to drive me home, but I scheduled a lift to get to the clinic that morning. You guys, the three scariest words I can think of. Senior Lyft driver.
Jesus God.
Good luck.
It happens.
It does.
No, it sure does.
They're picking up on you. You can make money.
Mm. I got to do something.
It was a female senior Lyft driver. She mm-hmm. arrived early, she said, immediately made a wrong turn getting out of the driveway. Once on our way, she put on some of those giant, super dark old person glasses over her regular glasses.
Yikes.
Oh, the blue blockers.
The blue blockers, jeez. Yeah.
Could she see over the steering wheel?
Well, she had to pull down her visor. She kept complaining about how hard it was to see because of the sun.
That's a terrible thing to hear.
It's hard to see.
You really, I want you to be able to see. Mm.
She kept trying to make conversation, but she would mumble, and I couldn't understand a word she was saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I was afraid to ask her to repeat herself because she might turn her head and try and talk to me.
Oh, my.
So I just gave up and watched the road. Thankfully, it wasn't that long of a drive. I did have to coach her a few times to get her into the correct lane. I braced myself every time she seemed to speed up while heading toward a red light.
Oh, no. You're not supposed to be speeding up.
I had to stop myself a few times from yelling, slow down! I was so relieved to get out of that car. I figured it would be just my luck to finally decide to get surgery after 30 years of wearing glasses and contacts and die in a fiery crash on the way. But luckily, we made it. Surgery was a breeze. Things are going well. But the one thing she said that I could clearly understand was, oh, you're my first ride.
Oh.
I'm so lucky the Symphony of Destruction didn't play for me that day.
Oh, man. Someone got it.
That's crazy. Like, you can just be however old and do it.
Yeah.
Seems like there should be an age.
You think.
Well, as long as you have no
legally do that.
Problems on your record, right? You're good to go.
Yeah. That's you scary. Know, people are looking for drivers. They're looking for drivers. Like, we, you know... That old bus driver that we hired to go to...
Well, they brought her out of retirement.
But that's what I mean. You know what I mean? Like, people are looking for drivers.
Yeah.
So they're like, who do we got?
When you bring somebody out of
retirement. They brought out of retirement.
Because they rented the cheapest bus. They always cheaped out on us, right?
Yeah.
So they rented... This was our other station. They rented the cheapest bus they could get to take us and some listeners to a theme park.
Yeah.
So with that came all the, like, really important... rides were taken up by their regular drivers.
Yeah.
So they had one extra route, us, and I think they didn't even pay for it. They probably just, you know, gave them commercials in
traded
exchange
it,
for that.
Yeah.
So they gave us the bus driver out of retirement.
Oh, no.
This Yikes. Older broad.
And drove just like this lady that just described this Uber lady.
Drove the same way.
Speeding up towards red lights.
Swerving. Oh, she would ride the middle of two lanes.
Jesus.
We're in a big bus.
Yeah.
She's taking up two lanes on the freeway.
Yeah.
That's
I like yelled at her a couple of times, like, hey, watch yourself.
Yeah.
Look out for that.
Right.
And then finally, I just had to turn around in my seat because I'm like, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die. At least I won't see it coming.
Yep.
was messed up.
You definitely just turned around.
Because the stress level I had of trying to help her drive, and then on the way back, it's night. We stayed at the theme park all day. God knows what she did.
Oh, no.
With her bus drank, lady Dave. Time. She just probably drank.
What is it they do? Just chill by the bus, right?
I think so.
I think so, yeah.
They're always just chilling by the bus.
Yeah.
Doing whatever they do.
Because she didn't get a ticket to the park. Right?
No.
What's
she going to do in the park?
Drive around?
She was 87.
I know. Yeah, it was scary. So then it's the dark of night.
Yeah.
With a bus full of listeners and Chuck and I thinking, well, this is how we go, right? Old senior bus driver is going to drive us right through a wall.
It's crazy to give like a really old person a bus.
Oh.
That's like giving them a tank.
I sat right at the front on the way there.
Yeah.
And then on the way back, I moved because I'm like, well,
get to the back.
People in the front are in danger. Let's put the listeners up front.
And yeah.
Well, have you guys be sort of human shields.
We'll bounce off them.
Nice. Make you guys be human shields.
I think I said,
we were all going to die.
We don't want to hog the front, you guys.
I'll be honest. Whatever, if something went bad there, we were all dead.
Yeah. There was no escape.
One of the places she was riding two lanes was over this gigantic bridge, and I'm terrified of bridges as it is. So she was in the middle of two lanes. I think she herself was afraid.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, my right off the side.
Just makes
I was
up
waiting for it to happen.
Makes up her own rules.
Yeah.
And that's just driving skill alone, let alone the fact that if, like, her heart just stops or something.
I never even thought about her heart just stopping. Yeah, dude, like, I never even thought of that.
I think about that all the time, like, with older drivers.
Yeah, there's so many other things that could go wrong.
A million things.
We don't hear about that much, do you? You don't hear a lot about like the, oh, someone was driving and their heart just stopped.
Yeah.
No. It
doesn't seem to happen for some reason.
No.
It's a weird simulation stuff.
I know, it's weird. I guess I'm not into it.
Yeah.
It's my simulation, just in case people are still wondering.
Yeah, it is.
I'm sure it happens.
I know it happens, things, but you don't hear about
it. They say medical condition, right? They don't really go heart stopped.
Yeah.
Maybe they just don't know for sure exactly how it all played out. Mm. So I guess a bar manager in Georgia decided to host a contest on Valentine's Day. She offered $500 to the couple that demonstrated the best live sex act.
Mm-mm. Huh.
You know, that's a hell of a contest. Can we write that down?
Let's write that down.
Yeah. Run that up the
Dave
pole.
Dave and Chuck the Freak's live sex act contest coming soon.
Oh.
She was arrested, though. You can't do that.
Imagine.
No.
It's got to be bad.
No, my goodness.
Was this Georgia?
Georgia.
Here is the story from NBC 11. Let's take a listen in.
That ain't no peach.
I'm John Shearick. The owner of Chickatita's Lounge in Gwinnett County wants everyone to know he's open for business, but no one should expect a repeat of what happened inside a week ago. And what happened inside, police say, was illegal. And it lives on, notoriously all over online, such as on this YouTube post by Atlanta Life Vine TV. It was a Valentine's Day sexually explicit free-for-all among customers that we cannot show, instigated, police say, by a club manager. According to the police report, the manager they arrested, Lizette Vella Loechla, invited customers to participate in what she called a Kama Sutra contest, quote, where a cash prize was given to the couple who demonstrated the best sex act, and then police say some couples got nude. The club owner posted on Facebook acknowledging the inappropriate conduct. We immediately notified authorities. We have terminated that manager. Loechla is charged with violating two county ordinances prohibiting this kind of activity in a club. Activity the owner vows will never happen again.
So were they actually having sex, or they were just like faking, like banging each other? And then all of a sudden someone took it too far. Because that happened in just about every single wet t-shirt contest we've ever had to do in my whole entire life.
Oh, yeah. No, no question.
You just can't get nude?
Well
you can't.
I'm going to just stop that because who knows?
Who knows what that was?
Nope.
It did show the name of that Facebook title, though, right? Like we have to, or the YouTube video, I mean.
Atlanta Life or something like that?
Yeah, it was something like that.
And then the name of the bar? Chickatitas, what was it called? Yeah. Chickatitas?
Yeah.
Chickatitas.
It's like almost like Chiquita bananas or whatever.
Yeah.
But Cheetos in the end.
Yeah.
There it is down there.
So, Chuck, you're thinking there's almost more like an air sex type thing?
Yeah, like an air sex type thing. And then all of a sudden people got nude, like took their shirts off.
That's happened in, wet t-shirt contest. At a place that we know. Oh, there it is. There's the video. We can't listen to it, obviously.
No, we can't listen to it, but... God, it's so blurry. Okay, so she's...
Okay, oh, I thought the TV station blurred it out. But no, it's just a blurry... No, people did get nude, they said.
I know.
Oh.
But it's fake. Like, that person's
well, yeah, she's not really filleting him. Oh, I don't... What?
Something looks pretty...
That's
crazy.
That?
Yeah.
No, that's someone
Chiquita's.
Nude. I can't oh, even... My God, oh, my God. Oh, they're nude now.
She sat
oh, my God.
His,
she's... Yes, she's sitting...
Like it's a bicycle on seat. The face.
What?
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 They're bigger people. Oh, my God.
She could have killed him.
He got a nose full of her rectum.
And that's not his first.
Are his pants off? Yeah.
He got a nose full.
Yeah, she pulled his pants down. Yeah, so yeah, his dong was out there.
Yeah, that's
Valentine's Day to remember.
It is a Valentine's Day to remember.
At Chiquita's. We spent the Valentine's Day at that Chiquita's.
You know, we had a real sexual. Chubby girl jump on up there and sit right on a guy's face.
Yeah, his nose touched a rectum. I saw it. You know, they got good food there at that Chiquita's.
You hate to see it. You hate to see it.
Did you see the people sitting in the background? They're in red and they've got, you know, like
Valentine's
their whole
Day. Ooh.
This was their big night out.
And then you see like a big guy just like...
I take my shirt off. Like, that's a bummer.
Oh, wait.
That's a real party.
They had to blur something out. That guy's song is out.
Oh.
Oh, I think... is he getting...
Oh.
What?
I don't know.
What's that? Can you tell what's happening there? Can you see anything? Are these fat people?
Yes.
Put it away.
They are. Yeah, you can't see it. Yeah, your screen doesn't work.
Put it away. Lisa screams, put it away!
Don't be gross.
Don't be gross.
Lisa, it's the last time you're with it's the last time you're with a guy if he took you to Chiquita's. Chiquita's Lounge.
Chiquita's.
Yeah, we're going there for the big.
What is it called?
It's Chiquita's.
Chiquita's. Which is a way better name than Chiquita's.
Yeah, Chiquita's.
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 I guess you know what you're getting into when you go to Chiquita's.
You should.
Yeah. We really tried hard to get that $500 prize. You know, we tried real hard. We 69'd in front of the entire
place. Honestly, I just, there's been a million things I've had to do in my radio life, especially in my 20s, where it was like you went to the bar and then there was some kind of contest where girls either had to dance or do whatever.
That's horrible.
And they would take their pants off and do stuff to themselves. Bad. Like, oh, and it was like, and you get a t-shirt. $25 gift card to this bar.
I was giving out radio station t-shirts and women just pop their top just to get. I'm like, it's a t-shirt.
Yeah, they'll show you. So you'll see a lot for a t-shirt.
Hmm. Yeah, all the videos are just copies of that one. I'm sure the unedited one is out there somewhere, but
you
probably don't want to see it unedited anyway.
No, we're good. We don't need to see that.
We probably don't need to do
that. That's a crazy idea to have. What if we have our customers have live sex and have them compete for $500?
Who has the best live sex?
That's a wild
idea. But I mean, the best live sex.
You know,
yeah.
I used to have to do a thing at a bar and it had pickle in the name.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, so there was a thing at the end of the night where it was like a pickle eating thing. And it was all simulation for that.
Yeah, right.
You know? It was like a guy would sit in a chair and hold a pickle, and then his girlfriend would.
Yeah.
I mean, that's radio. Hi, radio.
90s radio.
90s radio.
Yeah. Pickle tags.
So Chiquititis or whatever it is just getting in on it.
I prefer to go to garden parties. A little fancier.
Yeah.
Yeah, I prefer garden parties there.
We did those too.
Yeah, those were a little better.
Yeah, those were a little better than
eating pickle.
Yeah, the
contest.
Guy Chuck and I got to do the pickle and tits contest, and then Lisa got the garden parties.
Garden parties
made sense.
Sure.
Yeah, I remember one time I had.
I was amazing at those things.
These girls froze t-shirts, and they had to put on these frozen t-shirts, but nobody thought about the logistics of when you freeze a t-shirt.
It just can't move.
It's going to take those girls about 6 hours to get that thing melted.
Yeah.
And it was a wild thing to see.
Mm.
Yep. Most of people don't think about that.
Nope. It was crazy.
No. Sometimes promotions people don't think about. Don't think the whole thing through, right?
Yeah. No.
Just an idea. They don't really visualize how it's all going to play out.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This poor Scottish dad has been embarrassingly stuck with a permanent erection after a surgery.
That's hard.
My dad is hard again.
Stays hard.
Look at him. Yeah. Look at how he sits.
He has to sit like that so you don't see his boner.
Oh.
This Scottish dad says he is, though, in pain after an operation gave him a permanent erection, and he said he's now too embarrassed by his boner to go outdoors.
Kind of going what outside.
Odd picture to put up.
I know. We
his
did.
Legs are spread.
This is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to go see it. I think, Lisa, it's because he can't. He's trying to hide his boner in there.
Okay.
But where is he putting it?
It's there, just the blanket is hiding it from the camera.
Yeah.
He could have just put the blanket over his lap and took a normal pose.
What's
the picture.
Photo behind it.
I don't know. It looks like a unicorn.
A unicorn headboard.
It's a unicorn throw pillow. What's wrong with that?
Oh, it's a throw pillow.
Yeah, okay. Glazier James Scott, 57-year-old, said that he first had surgery 2 years ago after suffering serious groin injuries at an accident at work in Glasgow. It left him actually unable to get erect.
Okay.
Follow-up surgery, he had put metal rods in his penis, and he said that's left him with a stiffer problem. He said, I've now got a permanent erection, and it hurts.
Well, they put metal rods
in
it.
Yeah, what do you expect?
What are they doing over there?
What do you think was going to happen?
That's crazy.
It's just like, did he get the first boner surgery ever?
Scotland is on the cutting edge of boner stuff.
Yeah.
They'll try anything.
Put some rods in there.
Like that one guy was Scottish, right? The guy who got the full-on bionic donger.
Yeah.
He was Scottish.
He said, I can't bear anything to touch it. I can't even wear clothes. It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
He said he feels like a prisoner in his own home. He's too embarrassed for his 9-year-old daughter to even see him.
God.
Right? Because he's got a boner all the time.
Got to just sit here. And that's
he's got a 9-year-old daughter, though. He seems like he's 100.
He's 57. Old. I mean, he had a daughter late in life, but he's 57. He said he feels like a prisoner in his own house, and he was told it would be 6 to 8 weeks where he'd have some discomfort. He said never did he expect anything like this. So now his doctor's office has refused to send someone to his house to help. They claimed that no male doctors were available, and they couldn't send a female doctor. When they reached out for the article, the medical center told the newspaper they couldn't discuss it because of patient confidentiality.
Mm. I'll just sit in this room now with my
That's bone. The only, that's the only, oh no, there he is.
That's him in the towel, because he can't, he said it's too sore for anything to touch it.
Don't even look at it.
Don't look at me.
Don't look at, I've been sitting spread.
Do they put these pictures in the kid's room though? That's what it's kind of
weird. That's
what
it looks like, I know. What is that?
Maybe they took the pictures in his daughter's room?
Why?
I don't know why.
I don't know.
That's unfortunate. They made me take the pictures.
Unless.
It does look like that because there's painting, like little.
Unless he's moved into his daughter's room and his daughter's moved in with his wife, right? Because he can't be around his.
He's like exiled himself to his daughter's room.
Yeah. He's left her.
Still, I mean, maybe do something.
Let that girl have a room.
Yeah.
My dad's in there,
it's
got a boner. It's now called the boner ring.
Stay out of your father's boner palace.
Dad, can you pass me my unicorn? Do you think he's like that dad of the Bruce? Like, he's got like the hood. He's like,
he's like, could I hide behind the hood before I give you advice?
Yeah.
Why are they messing this poor girl up so bad?
I don't know.
Has a therapist
really
ever
bad.
Heard that?
No.
My dad stayed in my room with his permanent boner.
No.
And he went on the news, and there's pictures of him with his legs spread with my unicorn.
On your bed.
Towel.
On your bed. Spread.
I'm really messed up because of this.
Yeah, that poor kid is done.
Done. That's the age. Oh, no.
My dad went in my room with his permanent boner.
I can't even imagine trying to do this like in Stella's room. and like the damage that it would have caused.
Why is he living in her room?
I don't. None of it makes sense.
No, it does not make sense. Definitely her room. That explains the unicorn pillow.
Oh, God. Yeah. Right.
Of course, sit here with my legs spread.
I like pink.
Oh, my goodness. I wonder if
we got a lot of questions.
Any more pictures
here? Don't look at me. I've exiled myself to the my daughter's room.
It's true. Like it, old school Scotland, they would have made him go live in a tower.
Yep.
But instead, they just make him live in his daughter's room. Oh, he's in their daughter's room, 100%.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Is she not living there? She had to move out. I had to move out of my house because we didn't.
Dad got a boner, permanent one. They had to move her out.
I don't know. I'm trying to read the story, but.
Well, it's James McGarvey.
I wonder if he's done any more.
It's a sad look he's got.
James McGarvey.
I needed to tell the world about how hard I am.
It's so hard it hurts.
It's not fun and games.
I have to live in a room that's pink.
Live in a unicorn. I sit spread.
Legs open. Wee towels.
It's boob. Oh, it's too bad. It's bad for everyone involved, right? He doesn't want to have a permanent boner. Obviously,
no, he does
it hurts
not.
Him a lot.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, his not the way daughter he... doesn't want her boner dad in the room.
No. Yep. Her older boner dad, too.
He's just older boner dad.
Older boner dad.
Stay away from that room if you know what's good for you.
You know your dad's got steel in his Johnson.
He's got a steel willy.
I was going to say, I was like, what do they call it?
Willie. Yeah, Willie.
No, you don't want a permanent boner.
Metal Willie.
All right, so they do things a little bit differently over in the UK, as we know. But this is odd. A father is slamming his kid's school after they were given a pamphlet telling them other things they can do besides having sex. And suck toes was one of the things on the list.
That's so true. Jesus. You can.
Suck toes.
Yep.
This father said he's upset with his teenage daughter's school for promoting fetishes after she returned home with a pamphlet that suggested toe sucking as an alternative to sex. Carl Lawrence is from Tydesley, England. He said he was shocked by the recommendations in the sexual health advice sheet that his 15-year-old daughter acquired from her high school. The leaflet was called 101 Ways to Show Someone You Love Them Without Having Sex.
Oh, suck their toes.
Nibble ears.
Okay, yep, yeah, check.
Buy them underwear.
There you go.
And suck toes.
Jeez. That is a wild thing to tell kids.
Also made the list.
It's messed up.
Oh,
so,
God.
Like,
there it is right there.
The suck problem toes. Is they.
Number 36, propose marriage.
Oh, geez. Don't do that.
No. Was someone just drunk? You're trying to write stuff down?
Take my kid right out of that school.
Yeah, that's nutty.
The father said, I understand children need to be made aware of the world, but should you really be promoting so-tucking? So-tucking? How did I get that backwards?
I don't know.
Toe-sucking is what I meant to say.
Yeah.
So-tucking.
So-tucking.
Yeah.
So-tucking sounds crazy.
Yeah, don't do that either.
Don't suck. Whatever
I don't
that
know what
is.
That is. No.
Don't tuck your sews.
Guys, I'm so into so-tucking.
I bet.
So-tucking.
Show you. I bet.
I'm into so
erotic.
Is there anything else on the list that's weird? Because I think the problem is they tried to find 100 things to do.
101 things.
You know?
To do. Give them your last chocolate, say I love you, go on a boat ride, share a gingerbread man, tickle them, pick them a flower,
Jesus.
Send them a romantic text, kiss when people aren't looking, name a star after them.
What?
Organize an I love you massage.
Total freak wrote this.
Yeah, super freak.
Help them with their problems, go for a romantic walk, give them loving cuddles, make sure they're safe, get their name temporarily tattooed on your body.
What?
Write a poem using their name as the subject. Buy them a piece of the moon. Compliment them. Make them feel special. Suck their toes. Go paddling on a summer day. Leave romantic notes on their pillow.
Hi, I'm Bill. I'm in charge of the children's recommendation.
I got him.
How did you get that job,
idea.
Bill? How did you get that?
had 101 ways they could get around having sex.
Run them a bath. I don't want my teenager running someone else a bath.
Why not?
Make a playlist for them. Parachute together.
Yeah.
Playlist
write
is like
them
the
a
innocent,
love song.
Innocent thing.
Just buy him a piece of the moon.
Share secrets. Dip strawberries and chocolate together.
Oh, that's one of my favorites.
It goes on and on.
Who wrote this? Did they ever get to the bottom of who exactly was in charge of this?
Committee.
Yeah, it's
a committee?
From,
you think a group of people decided
yes,
this?
Yes, Spectrum Community Health Clinic is the one that distributed it through the school's sex education program.
Jesus Christ.
You're fired.
Yeah. What are they... Wow, it's so weird because you're like, proposed marriage. So then I was like, okay, is it like a religious-based thing? But then suck toes is on
suck
the list.
Suck toes.
Yeah,
that sounds like before the suck toes part of religious thing.
I'm
going to
be honest with anybody here.
Okay.
No, it's always a risky moment.
I get scared when he.
I know.
No, but
when he like backs up.
If someone's sucking toes,
they're having
you're going
sex.
All the way, yeah. Right, Lise?
A lot of those things. You're
can you suck you toes yeah. without being
no,
intimate?
No, I don't think so.
Nope.
That's you're a very sure. intimate act.
I can't imagine
it's
it.
It's a weird thing.
Yuck.
That's a weird thing to just suck toes.
Yeah, to just be like, hey, I'm going to, you want to watch some TV while I suck your toes?
Toe sucking leads to sex.
Yep. A lot of
most would... sucking leads to sex.
That's it.
Yeah. You said it.
You said it.
Spokesperson right? for the Community Health Center said that they are just helping young people make safer choices. That's what they're all about. They are providing information and support to young people through their journey, helping them make safer choices.
Fully aware of what they have done. They're not.
It's not like, oh, that was a misprint or, yeah, oh, we didn't look that over. No, they're backing it up. They're saying, yeah, it's a safer thing for them to do than having sex, which I guess it is, but still they're like young high school students.
Couldn't you just like scratch that one out and put like go for a bike ride?
Absolutely. Yeah. I can replace that one with something.
With a million different
gonna
things.
Gonna take out that, gonna take out proposed marriage.
Go get some ice cream.
Yeah.
Yes.
Get you some ice cream.
Share a bucket of chicken. Whatever.
You know? Yeah. Instead of sucking toes.
It's just weird to just suck toes.
It's not
as good as sex.
No, it's not. If you meet someone that just wants to suck your toes, run for your life.
That's a wild
like
thing.
If that's part of your thing, no problem.
When
right?
do you just, how do you decide when you're done? You're just like, that's enough.
Yeah, those kind of people would know.
Because is it who's it up to?
I don't know. That's sucking.
Once the toes get pruny, you got to stop.
Toes are all pruny,
you know.
Wow, that would take so long.
You've already sucked all the nutrients out of them.
God damn, I never even thought of the pruny toes.
How long would it take for my toe to get pruny? Inside of a mouth.
Less than time than you'd think.
Really?
Yeah, I bet probably 8 minutes.
This woman said, this guy stuck most of my foot in his mouth. No sex. Just wanted to see if he could do that.
I just assume that you are inside someone and a foot is then in your mouth.
That's it, right?
That's the only thing that I could imagine it.
Just to go just foot is wild.
I don't. None of us understand it here.
Nope. Hard thing to wrap my rod. You hate to see it.
And, like, someone is made a point about some kind of toe fungus or whatever. Like, I'm not sure putting someone's foot in your mouth is 100% safe.
Well, Detroit Red is joining us on the Dave and Chuck lines. Wanted to chime in on this. How you been, man?
What's good? I've been good, y'all. How y'all been?
We've been pretty good. You have a problem with this 101 ways to show someone you love them other than having sex.
Yes. Yes, first of all, you can't be just sucking on no toes. You don't know who got athlete's foot.
Right.
None of that. Now you done sucked the athlete's foot. You got your gums is itching. You don't know why.
Your gums are itching. You don't want itchy gums.
Itchy gums, no good.
Nope.
You don't want itchy gums. So I think they should just make it 100 ways. Oh, yeah, and booty munching.
Oh my
goodness!
Yeah, it should be on there. It's not sex, guys.
It's not on there. That's the quickest way to get me coli in your kidney.
In your kidney,
can't do
right?
that.
In your
kidney. Yeah, no, you can't do that.
No,
that's terrible.
Oh. Kidney coli.
Oh my god!
Yeah. Well, you got to be careful.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, and if you just insist on sucking toe, go get you some itch cream for your gums, because you're about to have a itchy situation.
Yeah,
yeah.
Detroit Red, always good to hear from you, man. Thanks for calling in.
Love you guys.
See you, man.
See you, dude. He's right.
Yes, he is absolutely. Right.
I mean, I just think about all the things that could be going on in someone's foot. Planner's wart.
Someone said, scientific experiment. James sucks Chuck toes. See how long it takes till they prune.
Okay. All right.
Get in there.
Tussies, Chuck.
Yeah, get in there.
Please take those socks off.
Not even James would do that. No. I know he's a wild and crazy guy. There is not. There's not even James would do
so
that.
So long.
That would be the most awkward time in the show's history. I'm just so sitting here waiting while James sucks Chuck toes.
Check your toe. Still not.
That's. Oh my god.
It feels good. It feels nice.
I couldn't be in the room.
It feels real nice, James.
I couldn't be in the room.
What are you doing right there?
Not too much.
I got something out from underneath your big toenail.
Oh, yeah. That's part of my sock.
Ooh. Tastes bad.
Okay. All right.
Very fuzzy.
That's where we'd all vomit.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.